We're still in Luke 10, verse 23. We're studying why your eyes are blessed because you see. Let's, we're going to study, we're going to continue studying see and eyes and stuff for a while, so let's go to Matthew 6.
See and understand mean the same thing?
Sometimes. Well, especially metaphorically.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Matthew chapter 6. This is the cream of the crop one. This is the elite one about eyes. Now I want you to notice something in verse 22. The light of the body is the eye. And it's not speaking. It's not the light of the body are the light that it's not eyes, it's eye, singular. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, all I know from my own experience is whenever I've seen things of God, I didn't see them with my eyes, plural. I saw them with my eye. Inner eye. And the idea then is that slowly but surely the eyes, plural, see the same thing as the eye, singular, does. And this is what sanctification is all about. So that wherever you look, you see the perfection of His holiness. Wherever you look, you see the perfect law of liberty. Wherever you look, you see Christ is all and in all. There is no, you see it's finished, you see you own all things. You see the fulfillment of the mystery with your eyes instead of singular, just your eye. And that's what the whole idea, the reason we do what they do, we do, the reason for the preaching of the cross, it's the reason for everything, so that your eyes see the same thing as your eye does, and that's what the renewing of your mind is. Amen? I don't think I've ever said it that way. But it's just became so clear. I mean, when it became clear was when I was trying to think about studying instead of pain as I was coming back from Oklahoma.
You're going to have to say this again. So your eyes are sanctified.
No. Your eye is sanctified. Is.
The eye is.
And that, the purpose of it is, the purpose of sanctification is so that your eyes will see the same thing as your eye.
Yeah, because your eyes see the world sadly in a carnal way. And your spiritual, your eye, inner eye is almost a spiritual eye.
And I believe that inner eye is the pineal body. That's just my belief. I can't prove it, except it's kind of interesting. That's when Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and he called the place Peniel, the face of God. We've done this before, but if we put on the board the neuron paths that you have learned your whole life from how-tos and what you think and what this means and what that means, it would look like a bowl of mixed-up spaghetti. But sanctification, it would erase all except the eye. So that there's no more reference to anything past. There's only reference to faith. There's only reference to total dependence on that moment. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, no opinions, no judgments, nothing that interferes with the I. And that's only manifested, it only becomes usable, if you will, or used to you in total emptiness. Without regard, that's what it means to dedicate the temple. That gets screwed up because you dedicate the temple and then there's the eye. And then pretty soon these little bastards start working their way again, the neurons of your normal mind. Then you have that emptiness or forgiveness or whatever you want to call it goes boom. And there's a vacuum again and you see the eye or the eye sees. Does that communicate? What? Well, let's just look at that one scripture in Genesis 32. He's going to straighten me out.
Where are we going?
Genesis 32, I think. But let me go. Genesis 32. How about that? I just want to look at one scripture. Verse 30. Genesis 32, verse 30. We have to wait for Gary to get there.
I'm slow. 32.
30. Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Except it isn't his life anymore. It's the life of Israel. Because the angel of the Lord had just told him, you shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel, she who sees God. The face of God, Peniel. And I've told you before about how if you look up Peniel, and there's all kinds of stuff about what the Far East and the Hindus and the reason they put ashes on there about the pineal, but they say it's called the pineal gland because it's the shape of a pine cone. That's just hilarious. But you have to, in essence, you can't explain it. You no longer see. You see through everything to see the New Jerusalem. But it's come down, descended on Pentecost as the bride adorned for her husband. And you see you're a part of it. You see time no longer means anything to you because you see, you've touched eternity. And that's why this scripture about the eye, blessed are your eyes, for they see, is so important. Because the eyes will always think there's something left to do. But the eye sees from the beginning of time that it's finished.
And that eye is single.
Eye is single. If your eye is single, your whole body is full of light. But if your eye be double or evil, now this is an interesting word. The word here, if your eye, let's go back to Matthew. Six. This stuff gets me excited. Because I've never been able to explain that before until I had experience with pain.
Explain what? The pineal?
The eye.
The eye.
The eye versus eyes.
Well, the typical explanation is if you're seeing double, it's because you're trying to make the kingdom of heaven and earth work.
No, listen, this is interesting. It says in verse 23, if your eye be evil, the word for evil, sometimes there's some translations that says double, but it's porneos. And so it means, literally, if your eyes are full of labor.
Like there's something to do.
Like there's something to do. Got it?
Yeah,
so that's.
I see, and now I gotta do something to make that come.
Right, right, right. Or you gotta do anything.
Yeah.
Like having a big idea.
Yeah.
See, the problem with being together like this is you never forget anything.
No, the problem is confessing in the
first place. Or you change history.
Just keep repeating history over and over.
All right, all right. Enough of that. Let's go to Mark 7. Verse 14. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. Now, it's just interesting to me that he was at Capernaum now, and when he's entered into the house, he's entered into Peter's house. That they, you know, I told you about, they found the ruins they think is his, but it's shaped like a big courtyard. I mean, it's what we would build if we had to build one single courtyard building where other people can live. And anyway, and when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, Are you so without understanding also, you ignorant sluts? No, he didn't say that. No, why do I do that? Why? I just got to read that. Father, forgive me for that one. Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entering into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but into his belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats or foods? And he said, That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these come from within and defile the man. So the evil eye is the porneos again. It's the eye that sees something to do, or that something to do is necessary, or better stated, whose eye believes that time is necessary. Got it? This is a, huh?
See, that was foolishness what you did a while ago. Let's go back to that.
That was vain jangling.
That's
or
right.
Babbling.
It was appropriate, though, because of what you just read afterwards.
Right. I somehow knew that. No, I didn't. I'm just telling. I didn't know that.
Well, what are you talking about time being necessary?
That's what evil eye is. An evil eye believes time is necessary because time, it takes time to do something. I knew that would get him.
The evil eye would be one that judges time.
No, it wouldn't. The evil eye believes there is something to do, and therefore, by its tautological, therefore, I love to use that word. Huh?
I like it too.
You like that word too?
Yeah, I like when you say it.
Alright, it's tautological, I guess, said it again.
Yeah.
That if there's something to do, time is necessary. Right. And there's no time necessary. That's what the purpose of sanctification is.
Yeah, based on everything that happened this weekend, that really coheses.
Good. All right, let's see it again in John 12.
You can write that down.
Coheses?
New word.
It's tautological.
John 12.
And it was perfect that I asked you to go pray for him instead of, because he would have not responded to me at that time.
No, you will. Your skill level had been reached. That's what you called me in.
Called in the big gun. That's good.
Called in the higher power.
That's good. That's the problem. The guy, the subject of this, believed that he was the higher power.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
None so blind
as those
that
won't
see. Where did I see? You're getting me all confused.
John
12. Starting in verse 35. This is when the Greeks came and wanted to see Jesus, and this is where Jesus said, except the kernel of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, and then the Father glorified him, and then he's talking. Verse 35. Well, let's... This is when he really made them mad. In verse 32, and I, if I be lifted up from earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. But the people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. How sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? And Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light. Now, the point here that is important is the article is with the. It's not light is with you. The light is with you. When it's the exclusiveness. So he is saying to them that he is the Messiah. He is the light, the only light. I am the way, the truth, and the light. He never gives you light because he is the light. Amen?
You said light.
Huh?
That was life, not light. You're using them interchangeable, life and light.
I am the way, the truth, and the light. All
life.
Three. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You're right. But in another place, he said, I am the light of the world.
Yeah. The light of the world.
I'm sorry. You're right. I am the, while you have the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of the light. These things spake Jesus unto them, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom the arm of the Lord? Who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? They therefore could not believe, because that Isaiah saith again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, or understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. So, again, what you see is the light, because the light informs everything. Instead of lights informing, it's just, and again, every sunrise you see this. You see darkness, and then the sun rises, and it informs the entire universe. But before the light, now you got to see it about the true light. When the true light you see, then it also will inform everything of his, that he is all and in all, that it is finished, that the New Jerusalem is here, that eternity has come unto us, and all the other stuff. You've been perfected by one offering, that you own all things, that all things exist for your purpose. And that seeing, it transforms everything that you do and think and be and are. Amen?
Amen.
I don't feel like talking anymore. Let me see, where did we stop? John 12. Any thoughts, questions, responses? Because there is only here. There's no out. There's nowhere else but here.
Yeah.
Because the here is eternal. It's not subject to movement.
And you know something? That we can go back. I always use 35 years metaphorically. And the same here that was there is still here now. I mean, the now hasn't changed.
Amen. And go back to the cross. If you listen back to from the time these things were recorded, this everything is the same. The words are the same.
Yeah. And I've always seen what we do as like a clover. It always goes out, goes around, looks at everything, comes back to the one. And all this is to confirm this.
Right.
This never changes.
Yeah. But when he said, you bear his reproach outside the camp. Because his reproach out there, if you will, wherever there is it isn't this.
Yeah.
But you have to, your eye has to be transformed to see that off there is this.
Yeah,
so there's.
Yeah. Without the darkness to contrast, this would be.
Right, and it's not, this isn't Trinity Foundation. This is this mystery of place that has never changed from time itself. All right, Mr. Bojo, amen? Was that a name? The machine can't hear nods.
Let the record show.
Miss
Josanna? The
Hindus,
when they do their third eye thing, they call that self. They call that self, and that kind of throws me a little bit because.
The true self.
Yeah, well, you know, anytime I'm kind of preconditioned around here, when I hear self, I flinch.
And now it's the true self.
But it's a part of the self that, I don't know, it's almost unspeakable. It's that razor's edge thing, you know.
It's Jesus Christ in you, the only hope of glory.
Yeah, to them it might be said the fully realized self. And the realized self to them would be the Christ.
Well, again, whenever I hear self,
yeah.
You
yeah.
flinch, you know.
But it's transfigured.
Yeah, exactly. Something.
All right. Take a big guy.